This is Life Talk, where we tell it like it is. Life Talk is motivational, helping you get to the next level in life.
I am so excited. Boy, this music is something else. Good evening. Hello and welcome to Life Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta, and welcome to our annual Conscious Living 2020 event featuring a potpourri of wisdom and incredible professionals from the wellness, nutrition, black belt, geriatric care, songwriting, poetry, author, musician, life coaching, broadcasting, and canine behavior industry. How is that? What a potpourri this is. And we're on for 2 hours. 2 hours, 7 to 9. We will have a break at 8 o'clock for the news, and we start again at 8:05. So let me tell you what we have coming up. We're covering in the first hour wise choices at any age and after 50. Also, body movement. And from 8 to 9, enhancing your own power and resources, as well as practical wisdom. That's very interesting. I did a little research on that, what they mean with practical wisdom. So, and remember, our foundation stone is our health, all desire to be self-sufficient, to be mobile, to live independently. This demands reasonable health. And the good news is health, to a great degree, is a matter of habit, says Warren Honeycutt, founder and CEO of Honeycutt, Inc. And we get to meet Warren in just, you know, a little bit. Before we get started again with our program, I'd like to introduce Wayne Winsley, my co-host tonight, a 20-year radio broadcaster and director, founder of BraveEnoughToFail.org. Good evening, Wayne.
Good evening, Marietta. Thank you so much for inviting me to be your sidekick this evening. I'm so looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to dispense a lot of great wisdom, I believe.
Well, thank you for allowing me to put you to work. Thank you so much. No, it's quite a bit to be on air for a couple of hours, and with all the different tidbits that we have, it's good to have a second person with us. But before we really get started, we do have some announcements. Do you want to do the announcements, Rain?
Let's see. Actually, you do the first set, and I will come back with the second.
Okay, not a problem. So, first of all, the first and second hour, we have giveaways. And everybody will remember Anilsa Brown. She was on with us in the spring. Now, when you go on YouTube, she has millions of followers. She has a big skin clinic in Killeen, Texas. So, Anilsa was so kind to give us two sets of facial cleaners for people that really have problems with acne. So that's what we're giving away, two sets of acne regimen from Anilsa Brown. And we have two books by Warren Honeycutt that we're also giving away. Now, I tell you what you have to do, and everybody has to get a pen and pencil, a pen and paper. So I want everybody to call in who either wants the book or the acne treatment. And the studio number is 203-333-9422. I'll repeat that, 203-333-9422. Just call in. Richie the T, our engineer, will take down your name and telephone number. I will call you tomorrow. It's all going to go in a hat. And we'll do that tomorrow in our office. And if the giveaway, I will call you if you're the person that got it. So just give them your name and your telephone number. I'll call you tomorrow at the latest Tuesday. So it's a book. We have two book giveaways by Warren Honeycutt, How the Health Are You? And a three-step regimen by Anilsa Brown. It's Anilsa Advanced Acne System. So she's very well known. And that's it. Do you have anything else, Wayne?
I think that's it. I'm looking forward, actually, to getting a copy of Mr. Honeycutt's book. How the hell are you? I just love the title.
Yeah, I know. And what about a shirt? Don't you have a shirt? I would love to have your shirt, a shirt from BraveEnoughToFail.org.
Yes. Actually, we have shirts that say, I am the boss of my dream. We have sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, lots of gear, even coffee mugs so you can drink to your own success.
Oh, I like that.
Store.
Oh, okay. Well, let us know a little later in the show. So we're on tonight from 7 to 9. We're going for a 7-minute break at 7:30. I'm telling everybody that ahead of time because that's just the way the time clock works here. But everybody has time to refresh, have a little something to drink, and that happens at 7:30. We're going for a 7-minute break. So let's get started now, Mr. Richie the T.
The best gift of a lifetime for your children are life skills. Start early with The Camellias, A Dream with Wings, a charming book for ages 3 to 10 by Enid Nivra. Help support KMAR Educational Children programs with your donation of $45 and get The Camellias book and tote bag. Order your book now, kmareducation.org.
Wise choices at any age and after 50. And I'd like you to meet our guests. Warren Honeycutt is the founder and director of Honeycutt, Inc. GetHoneycutt.com. Warren is a nutrition expert, fitness coach, author. He's on just about every radio station throughout the United States. And welcome, Warren Honeycutt.
Marietta.
Yes.
Good to be with you again.
What
Thank
happened?
You so
much. Were you under the desk? What happened?
No, I was just making sure that, you know, you were saying, hey, Warren, and I didn't want to interrupt you if you had something else to say.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Thank you for being with us tonight. And, of course, as always, Melissa Marty, a geriatric nurse. She's also a business owner of Lakeside Nutrition, transforming one community at a time. And you can check her out in the Healing Mind magazine, Wonderful Fall menu, beautiful shakes. A train is just going through. Who's? I can hear that. Anyway, good evening, Melissa.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I'm in the car and the seatbelt thing was going off.
Oh, okay. It sounded like a train was coming through, and I said, I better jump off the chair.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
Sorry about that.
And of course, I always wanted to go to Hollywood. And I'm taking all of you to Hollywood to see Gene Thompson. He's a good health advocate, life coach, author, songwriter, poet. You can see him under GeneThompsonSolutions.com. Good evening, Gene. How are you?
Good evening, Marietta. How are you doing? And thanks
good.
For having me.
Good,
Hello
good,
to
good.
The radio world out there. And you've been transported to Hollywood right now.
You're going to Hollywood. That was in the Pretty Woman. Remember? Yeah. They were on the street, walking on the street, and going to Hollywood. You know, I never forget that. Well, Gene Thompson is also the author of The Camellias, A Dream with Wings. I want to tell everybody that. Up front, and we have partnered with Gene, and you will hear the announcement for the book several times because we're having a fundraising also tonight. We're asking people to go to KMAR Education and also the Healing Mind to look at the book and give a donation so we can fund our children books. So anyway, I'm done with everything that I wanted to say and in regards to that, and let's just get right to it. The wise choices after, 50, really at any age. So, Warren, I would like to start with you, please. Because you said the foundation stone is our health.
Yes. No question, if you really think about it and have, just an average IQ, Marietta, we all know we want to do things in this wonderful thing called life. But without health in life, there's not much living to do in abundance, especially if we don't have our health. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, we spend our health chasing wealth, and then we spend all of our wealth chasing health. And that really, when it sinks in, and I'm talking about on a practical level on a day-to-day basis, we begin to change our habits. And if we don't change our habits, then we really need to examine, why we're doing knowing what we're doing. But anyway, that, yes, is very not just important, but without health, there's no wealth without health. And I live it. I practice what I preach. I preach what I practice. And you, Marietta, have known me now for, what, 4 or 5 years, I guess?
Yes.
We've been on
yes.
several shows together.
Yeah.
And, you know, some folks are listening going, well, okay, well, what does this guy know about health? Well, I would just ask you, and it has nothing to do with me personally, other than there's no magic to what I'm saying. There's no magic to it. And, you know, Marietta, I'm 67 years young. I'm in perfect health, no prescriptions. And most people think I'm several years younger than, you know, what my chronological age is. Again, no big deal, but, you know, if you Google Warren Honeycutt, those pictures are current. And that said, to give hope, because I'm not the only one that can do what I just said. And I get up every day full of energy, vigor, looking forward to a day with goals in mind, and go to sleep every night and sleep well. I have energy. I have life in abundance. And all of those things are there for anyone that will begin to understand how to get from where you are to where you want to be. And by the way, Wayne, I really love your motto on Boss of My Dream. I love that.
Because we
definitely are the boss of our dream. And we are the boss of our thoughts, which are inherent with achieving dreams. So I love that. And so, anyway, Marietta, where would you like for us to go?
Here's the thing. The first question that I wrote down, what have we been taught growing up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s?
Well, unfortunately, and I grew up in the 60s, being 67. So, you know, I was in school and graduated in the 70s and went to college in the 70s. So I'm pretty versed as far as memory and what went down in those days. And frankly, in those days, Marietta, there was a lot more taught in school and in our churches and at home around health and living a full life than what we have now.
Really?
And oh, yeah.
Where have I been? And I grew up in Europe and also in the 60s. And also, Gene and Wayne, we're all the same age group. So I don't remember being taught about health. Not at all.
Let me say this. The President's Council of Physical Fitness was begun in the 60s by JFK, John F. Kennedy. And that is the closest we had. I'm not saying we were taught well, Marietta. I'm saying we had more of it then than we do now. And we did have people that encouraged us to be active. We were encouraged to participate in sports. We were encouraged at recess to move. We were encouraged to do a lot of things that today the kids are sitting on their couch with their Game Boys or whatever they're using, and they are now 17% to 22%, depending on the university of Harvard, Yale, or whoever does the study, clinically obese. I'm talking about kids under 18 years old. That did not happen.
You are right. Warren, I want to jump in with an amen to the last thing you said about the kids and the controllers and the fact that we are in such a sedentary lifestyle right now. I remember my son, who is 31 years old now, but I remember when he was younger, I actually had to throw him out of the house one day. I remember, go outside and play. I had to raise my voice, go outside. He and his sister sat outside on the porch for like 10 minutes sulking before they finally went out to just go play, because I made them put the controller down. So you're absolutely correct. Now, if I may, I want to also draw Gene into the conversation to kind of dovetail on something that you said. Now, Gene, you are you're an author, poet, songwriter, so you know about the creative process, you know, from that end of things. So my question to you is, okay, if we're listening to Mr. Honeycutt and saying, okay, my health is pretty good, I can make some healthy choices and things like that, but it's too late. I'm 55. It's too late for me. What would you say to someone who was saying that it was too late to follow their dream? If they had a dream of maybe writing that book or embarking on that career or that thing, what would you say to that person?
I would say that it's never too late. You can start at any age. All you have to do is have the will to do it. If you have the will and the desire, you just put your mind to achieving the goals that you want to accomplish, and you can do them. Some things in life are a little more difficult because that's just the way life is. But most things are not that difficult. Of course, if you want to run for president at 55 and you never had any type of political experience, it's going to be a little bit harder, but you can still do that. Anyone can
apparently
do anything.
Apparently, if you have enough money, you can do it and win.
the money is the biggest part of it. You buy your way almost. But anyone can achieve almost anything they want to do. If it's something physical, then you're going to have probably a little problem there. If you want to go and you want to run the Olympics and run the 100 meters and expect to beat the world record, that's going to be hard. But you can still run. If your goal is to run a marathon, you start out in increments. Everything is done in small measures. That's how we get to our goals, in small measures. If you remember back in school, they taught us everything in small measures. You would start out with a zero, and then you add a zero to the one, and you'd learn the alphabet, and then you go to dog and to cat. And before you know it, you're in high school, and you it seemed like you knew it all along. But it wasn't that you knew it all along. It's that you learned it in increments and steps. And that's how anything in life is. When you learn in increments and steps, you can achieve your goals without thinking you got to do everything at once. And everything happens in stages.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Marietta.
You know what comes to mind? If we have not been taught in the family unit, it's going to be very, very difficult to take matters into our own hands. We need to be taught. Nutrition has to be taught in the family unit. Health has to be taught in the family unit and not leave everything up to the people in school, the teachers. And again, going back to the 60s, very little knowledge about nutrition and sport, even though we had sport in school, you know, a little once a week, 1 hour, you know, on a Thursday, whatever. But I really miss that. I have very little knowledge going back to that era. And how can we make wise choices if we don't have that foundation? So that's what I'm asking.
Well, right now we live in the information age, and it's so much information out there. Anyone that wants it can go to Google almost and type it in.
That's for
and
sure.
If you put it in more than three times, if it's consistent saying the same thing, then it's pretty much right. And especially with nutrition, you can type in if you want to find out how to build up your body with minerals, and you type in what's the best form of minerals for. Is it liquid or is it a vitamin or what form do I get it from? Vegetables? And it will tell you exactly what to do. So the information is there. We just have to reach out and find it, or either just ask.
Right. Now, I'd like to bring Melissa, our registered nurse, into the conversation. I know you're also a business owner, and you have two stores of the Lakeside Nutrition. What made you go into that direction, Melissa?
So as far as the Nutrition Club or nursing?
No, the Nutrition Club.
Oh, okay. Nutrition's always been something that has been very important to me. So when I was given the opportunity to open up a nutrition club, I was already taking the products that we utilize behind the bar on my own, and I was getting great results from it. They're making me feel good, and I wanted to share that with as many people as I possibly could, because I feel like there's not enough healthy choices out there for, I hate to say fast food, but I guess that's the best way to describe it. There's really not much out there. Everything is not very healthy that you can get quick and easy. So I thought this was a great opportunity to bring it to A, a community, and B, to people who really also care so much about their nutrition, and this would be an opportunity for them to try it. And then if they did like it, they can either continue to take the product, you know, come in and get the shakes and teas and the coffees, or they can also get them at home and have the opportunity to make them at home. So I thought it was a great way to kind of spread the word, and why not, if it's something that's so delicious and good for you, why not share it with everybody?
Yeah.
So, and then this was the perfect opportunity to do so.
Gene was telling me the other day that his son out in Hollywood has, a nutritional store as well. So it's that's wonderful.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same company as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. What a small world.
It sure is. Now, I do want to go into thoughts and habits before we break for at 7:30. Warren, would you take that on, please?
Sure. And I agree with I'm trying to think. Shucks, Gene. I agree with Gene in regard to it being a Google world and the information is there. And the how, Marietta, is around us everywhere, okay? Now, a lot of it's misinformation, but I'm saying the how is not nearly the issue as the why. And the why is the biggest problem most people have, and I've been involved with fitness now for 50 years, literally. Opened my first gym when I was 20, so I've had a lot of people come through my doors in regard to, I want to lose weight, I want this, I want that. And it's not hard to understand or find out how to do it. Most people have a problem with the why. And what they don't understand is their life, as it is today, is a reflection of their thoughts. Now, I know 98% of the people that are listening right now are saying, oh, he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. That's okay. Just hang with us a little while and we'll get into it a little deeper. But we all are a product of the thought that we've put in our mind, especially the subconscious mind. We are a creature, all of us, of habit. And if you don't believe that, think of last year, the New Year's resolution, and the year before that, and the year before that. How long did that resolution last? Because the habit was founded in the subconscious, and the subconscious determined, ultimately, within a few days for most people, what the direction was, and it was ground and locked into their subconscious and not able to get past it. Well over 96-97%, according to psychiatrists and psychologists, of our daily activities come from the subconscious and the habit. And if you can't believe, don't believe that. In the morning when you get up, guys, and shave on the other side of your face. Give it a thought. And you'll have problems shaving when you start on the opposite side of where you've been doing it now for years. If you don't think that it's an issue, or think back to when you were 16 and learning to drive a car,
mm-hmm.
and how conscious thought was there on everything you did. Move it to the left, move it to the right, keeping them center, got to brake, got to speed up, got to slow down. And now we get in the car and drive across country and don't give it one conscious thought. It's on a subconscious mm-hmm. level. And the key is to understand, okay, fine. Let's say this. I accept that I'm a product of my thought and that it is on a subconscious level, but I don't know how to get from the conscious to the subconscious to where a lifestyle actually takes place for the rest of my life. Whoa, that's the big why. And how to do that is the real crux of the matter on actually making a lifestyle change. And when you understand how to get from the conscious mind to the subconscious, losing weight, getting in shape, living a healthy, full life goes on autopilot. And you never have to give it another thought.
That's wow. Powerful stuff.
That Wayne, is the content of my book.
How the Health Are You? 7 Keys yeah. to Success. We're giving 2 copies away, but you have to call in now, 203-333-9422. And Richie the T will take your name and telephone number, and we'll put that right into the hat. We also have a skin cleansing regimen, too, from Anilsa Brown. Again, 203-333-9422. And that skin regimen is especially for acne problems. And, that goes We have acne problems, whether you're younger or older, you know, sometimes throughout our entire life. And I think everybody knows Anilsa Brown very well. So, Wayne, do you have anything before we go for a break?
Actually, I would like to set up a little cliffhanger for the other side of the break. Each of our guests this evening, each of you are business owners, you're entrepreneurs in your own right. And a lot of folks may be thinking, oh, yeah, it's easy for you. You did your thing. You did this. You wrote a book, whatever. So my question to you, each of you, what was your brave enough to fail moment? In other words, there was a moment in each of your careers, each of your lives, where you had to overcome some adversity, you had to overcome a challenge, or your business might fail, and you had to press on. You had to find it in yourselves to keep going and not give up. So on the other side of the break, Melissa, Warren, Jean, I'd like to ask you, what was your brave enough to fail moment after the break?
Okay, so please stay tuned. We're going for a 7-minute break, and we'll return shortly. So don't go away. Have a little refreshment and stretch your legs. That's nice. Oh, mow the lawn. So.
Getting married or having a baby shower? Visit thefarmtoheart.org for their special events. Call Kristen at 203-243-0882. Thefarmtoheart.org. They bring the zoo to you.
Need help with lawn and garden? Call the experts. RA Property Care Service can help. 203-280-3495. Senior Citizen Discount. 203-980-3495. RAPropertyCareService.com.
I look at people's mind, skills, and talents and build a new career for them. That is my strong asset, experience, and gift, says Marietta Kammerer, Director of KMAR Education. The time is now. When we do what we love doing, we are doing something well. Our best abilities come out. It makes us feel happy and fulfilled. Act now and call for your consultation at 203-505-3660. On the web, kmareducation.org. Sponsored by thehealingmindmagazine.com and kmareducation.org.
Thehealingmindmagazine.com is a professional platform for everyone who started or is wanting to start their journey of self-discovery. Individuals who work with their talents and skills. People who have mastered adversity and have developed a strong resilience. No matter what level a person is at, a strong desire to learn about self, mentally, emotionally, are great starting points. Join the HealingMindMagazine.com community and subscribe. Get ongoing information about Life Talk radio programs. Listen to Life Talk podcasts. Read informative and educational articles and more. Have some ideas? Share them. Info at thehealingmindmagazine.com. Sponsored by KMAREducation.org. The best gift of a lifetime for your children are life skills. Start early with The Camellias, A Dream with Wings, a charming book for ages 3 to 10 by Enid Nivra. Help support KMAR Educational Children Programs with your donation of $45 and get The Camellias book and tote bag. Order your book now, KMAREducation.org.
Summer is bursting out at Treeland. They have large selections of your favorite perennials, roses, evergreens, and annuals, all in beautiful colors. For lawn care friends who enjoy a lush, beautiful green lawn, Treeland is stocked with all your turf needs. Summer fertilizers, grass seeds, mulch, and straw. Also, they have many controls for ticks, ants, and more. Treeland, serving the community with professional advice for over 65 years. Check TreelandGardenCenter.com for more specials.
While you may not be able to make in-person college visits, you can connect with hundreds of colleges and gap year programs online at ctcollegefair.com. Connoisseur Media has made our annual college and gap year fair virtual at ctcollegefair.com. Now you can see hundreds of colleges and gap year programs online and connect directly with admissions counselors. The virtual college and gap year fair is ctcollegefair.com. Sponsored by WICC 600, the Princeton Review, Wells Fargo, Griffin Hospital, School of Allied Health Careers, and Chesla.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
Sometimes you don't realize how much something was bothering you
until it's gone.
And then you breathe a big sigh of relief. That's exactly how you're going to feel
after we work our magic at your house.
1-800-GOT-JUNK makes you feel happier in your home.
Cleaner.
Stronger.
And more relaxed.
Like you just stepped out of a hot shower.
And are ready for anything.
Make your home a happy home.
By calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
You can't imagine how much better you're going to feel when all that junk is gone. You don't have to lift a finger.
That's not true.
What?
They need to lift their pointing finger.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Make your home a happy home.
And it will make you happy too.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Are you making a mistake that will ruin your retirement? Here's David J. Scranton, founder of the Retirement Income Store.
I'm David Scranton. When it came time for my mom to retire, one simple mistake forced her to work years longer than she should have. And that's why I started the Retirement Income Store, to help hardworking Americans 55 and over plan for the retirement they deserve. I couldn't help my mom, but maybe I can help you.
Call the Retirement Income Store at 866-977-6434 and we'll send you our free Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's Amazon best-selling book, The Retirement Income Story. Plus, you'll be invited to enjoy a no-obligation conversation with an income specialist. So call 866-977-6434. That's 866-977-6434.
The Retirement Income Store.
Where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Hi, I'm Susan Kennedy. I'm the owner of Intelligent Movement, the smart way to actively age. I want to talk about how important it is to keep our bodies moving as we age. As we grow into our older years, it becomes even more important to maintain our strength, our flexibility, balance, and a healthy state of mind. It all has to work together. I focus on keeping the body moving so you may continue or improve on the best life you can have. For the past 25 years, I've worked in the continuing care retirement community world, which means basically retirement age independent and assisted living levels. I've worked in many aspects of this industry. But I have to tell you, my happy place is when I get to work with older individuals on exercise, movement, and overall wellness. I get to experience a complete transformation of mind and body from the beginning of a session to the end. We go from tired, tight, feeling a bit down, to feeling more flexible, moving more fluidly, having more energy, a more upbeat state of mind, and feeling empowered. It's incredibly rewarding work, and I'd love to share this with as many people as I can. You can contact me at 203-260-9377. That's 203-260-9377. Or email me at bfit327@gmail.com.
Life Talk with Marietta continues on WICC 600.
I'm doing jumping jacks here in the studio. Wayne, I think I'll give it over to you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Life Talk with Marietta Camera. I'm Wayne Windsor, the co-host, hanging out. We're on WICC 600. And our guests this hour, Melissa Marty, a registered nurse, business owner at Lakeside Nutrition. You can check her out at her website, thehealingmindmagazine.com. Also with us is Warren Honeycutt, fitness coach, nutrition expert, business owner, and his website is gethoneycutt.com. Almost sounds like a spy movie show.
We're working on it. We'll change. We'll make changes.
Yeah. And, Gene Thompson, songwriter, poet, author. GeneThompsonSolutions.com is his website. And again, my name is Wayne Winsley. And when we took the break, I posed a question to all of our guests. Melissa, I'm going to start with you, ladies first. What was your brave enough to fail moment? And for those that are just tuning in, what I mean by that is when you started your business, somewhere in the process, you reached a point where it could go either way. It could either fail or you could push through whatever that challenge was and keep going. My question is, what was your brave enough to fail moment and how did you push past it?
Okay, so I hate to use the current situation as that example, but I kind of have to because, I mean, starting the business, I was extremely scared. This was a huge step for me. This was a huge responsibility, but I knew it was something that I had to do to continue thriving and to share the nutrition that I had. But to answer your specific question, I have to say that with all of the COVID things that are going on, this had a huge impact on my business. And we were very grateful to not have to close because technically we were considered necessary because we were food, even though we do, you know, shakes and things like that. But we were food, right, and it was necessary. So we were considered essential, so we were allowed to stay open. That being said, a lot of people were very afraid to come out of their houses. People were not coming in. They weren't going out into the community like they had been before, things such like that. So we as a team kind of got collaborated, put our heads together to come up with ways to bring the nutrition to the customers. This way they can still feel safe at home, but also still get the healthy nutrition that they wanted and that they also needed at home because they were all fearful without going to the gym and things like that, that they might gain weight. So we decided that we were going to start doing delivery services. We were going to start offering, so we were delivering to the customers. We were reaching out to people directly through social media with customers who had specific questions. We also were allowing people could sign up and they could get the products at home. So they were also doing that. And then we also were doing some preparation of the shakes. Instead of actually making them for them, we would just prepare all the powders in like a sealed cup so that they could just make it at home at their convenience to make their lives a little bit easier. So almost like a meal prep. All they had to do was add ice and water and blend it, basically.
Right.
We also reached out to the community and kind of locked arms with other small businesses because we were all trying to help each other, you know? So we would run like raffles and things like that and give away stuff for other businesses just to kind of promote other businesses, to kind of hold each other a little bit support for each other.
Melissa, let me add to this. You opened up your business in October 2019. And look, you were barely open for 4 months or 5 months, and then the coronavirus hit us. So other people, if you had not held it together mentally, you would have been closed by now. This is the point. This is the point.
Yep.
Gene, what was your moment brave enough to fail?
My moment, brave enough to fail, was many years ago. But being that it happened many years ago, it helped me to become stronger as a thinker and a business person to go on and do better. Because sometimes when you have problems, problems are stepping stones for you to become better at what you do. And with this case, I was writing songs. I was with a band. From New Jersey that came out to Los Angeles, and then we blended with another band. And we met some people within the music industry that had, they had status. And I submitted some songs through the group, to this particular manager. And then, long story short, the songs ended up being plagiarized. And they went to number one and got a Grammy.
Oh.
And at the end of it, I went to court. I sued, but it went all the way to the Supreme Court. I lost. And that bummed me out so bad. But I kept going. I figured, you know, well, I can write another one. But then it happened again. And it happened again. It happened four times.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Four or five songs. They all went to number one and stayed there for weeks, and they all won Grammys. And at that point, I felt like I did quit for a little while. I quit for a while because I had so many children. I had to get just a job to be able to take care of the family and to have insurance to pay for everything, which I don't mind because, you know, through my children, I have my grandchildren right now who are they're just the pride of my life right now. I just love them so much. After all that, I just figured I got back on the horse again, and I pulled out the piano, and I started writing, and boom, everything started working again. I didn't give up. It's hard to give up on something that you love to do.
Yes.
Right. So when you feel like your world is ending there, just take another breath and then get up. My father used to tell me when I fell down, get up and try it again. So get up and try it again. And believe me, if you take that effort and do that, it's going to work for you. Because I found this. The success for me was not in the fact of whether I actually made it to where I wanted to go. It was in the process of
the journey.
Doing what I was doing.
Yeah,
that.
The journey
is what I love. And that's the thing that's going to make you happy. Because a lot of people have gotten to where they wanted to get in their goals, and they got there and they said, is this all it is?
Yes.
Is this all it is? So it's the process that you love. You have to love what you're doing and then love it and just keep going, even whether you fail or not. We know there's been many people from Benjamin Franklin to Thomas Graham Bell to so many people failed at what they were doing, but they kept going. Some people failed over 1,000 times, but at the end they reached success of what they were doing, but their happiness was found in what they were doing. So always be productive. Always try to love what you're doing. If you don't love what you're doing, then you're doing the wrong thing. You have to be able to want to do it, even if whether you're going to get paid for it or not. It has to be a passion for what you're doing.
Right.
Right.
And Gene,
you established that you could write hit records. You just had to stop people from stealing your hit records.
Well, that's going to happen. That's just going to happen because it's just so much money involved, and it's so easy to plagiarize something and someone know. You can change a note here or change a lyric here, and boom, they got a whole new song. But the thing is just to keep pursuing what you love to do, and then you're going to find that happiness in that. That's where I found, and that was the aha moment for me when I realized that it's not that whether I got there, it's that I enjoy what I'm doing. And it brings me joy, and I'm happy when I work up every morning to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
I hope.
Go ahead. Our wise choices were not to give up. All of us. All of us.
Yes.
Like we're here tonight. We all made wise choices not to give up. And I like to bring Warren into the conversation because I want to get my two cents in as well. And I want to ask Wayne, too.
Okay.
So I want to have enough time. Warren, what was your moment? Brave enough to fail.
First of all, Marietta, I'd really like to say to the group tonight, I feel honored to be in your presence, and I really enjoy listening. So that said,
Thank you, Marietta,
very quick story because, you know, all of us could talk for the rest of the night about our history and our past. But that said, I'll cut mine to about 60 to 90 seconds.
Okay.
And my dad was killed when I was 13. I grew up very quick. And I went to college and paid for my college, mopping floors and, you know, doing janitorial stuff around the school that I was involved in as a student. And got out and went to work in, like most people, corporate America, and did very well. As a matter of fact, did so well they wanted to move me into management, and I didn't want management, and so I moved on to another corporation. And after 10 years of that, I really got tired of the pain of being in lockstep with everybody else in companies that they had launched, and they were already, in the Fortune 500, and they weren't going to change a whole lot. And they always ask you to think outside the box, and you think outside the box, and you say, well, the reply was always, well, we don't do it that way here. It's like, okay, why are you asking me to think outside the box? And so, anyway, when I was 30, the pain got so heavy, and we all make decisions based on one of two things, avoiding pain or pursuing pleasure. And most decisions are a combination of the two. And my pain was such, after 10 years of corporate America, I said, to hell with it. And I hung my shingle out with one phone, and that was my defining moment, and I never looked back. And so, that is something that, and when the time is right, you asked me the other night to mention, Marietta, the story of Stallone.
Oh, yes.
I know personally.
Yes.
And, when the timing's right, just, holler at me, and I'll be happy to do that because it's very inspiring. And so, anyway, that said, that was my defining moment.
Wayne, how about you?
Actually, I have
60. You got 60 seconds.
Okay. When I took the gamble to max out my credit card and go to broadcasting school, based on the fact that I heard something on the radio, and I just got the idea, I'll bet I could do that, and that would be really fun. And the second was starting Brave Enough to Fail. I was told, nobody's going to give you money to go speak at schools. Nobody's going to give you money to do that, and it's not going to work. And I had the courage to try it anyway because I thought the kids were worth it. My two moments.
Aww. I just want everybody to know we got our first donation from Andrew. I don't see the last name right now, but I just got it on my phone. We have our first $35 donation for the book, The Camellias. Thank you, Andrew. I will look at your last name during the 8 o'clock hour. Also, I can do mine in less than 30 seconds. Brave Enough to Fail. What was important to me, learning to speak on demand. And I started that early 1990s. How did I do it? I placed myself into the audience of TV programs. So where you had the opportunity to be asked for your opinion. And I must say, it has been a journey since early 1990s for me. And I wanted to speak fluently. When the limelight was on me, I wanted to be able to speak what I had to say without really blacking out, really. When the limelight was on me, I couldn't say anything anymore. I lost everything, So, and 2005, started television, and I've been on radio since 14 years now. And it is a process, ladies and gentlemen. It is a process, and we all need to learn that. Speaking fluently, we need that at the workplace for presentations and so forth. And Wayne and I, we're working on a few things, on a couple of programs that we want to present on communication. When we're ready for it, will happen soon, but it's not quite ready yet for tonight's announcement. Communication is so important. Being able to speak fluently when you're on the spot. And radio isn't that. I said, I'll see in front of the camera. And so I learned that. And I said, radio shouldn't be that difficult, Yes, no, totally different than standing in front of the camera. So I'm very, very happy. And you know what I did last time our Warren Honeycutt was on? He included our Richie the T, our engineer, in conversation. And that, I had an idea. I immediately created a little segment for him, and I called it Misery, Mystery, and History. So it's 120-second storytelling, because Richie is he likes history and movies and everything. So because at work, we only have 60 seconds when we're in front of the next employer to tell our stories. So we better get going with that and practice, because it's not easy to do. So he's coming up in from 8 to 9, around the half an hour mark. So can he do it? Is he up for it? he has 2 minutes to prove it. So he's nodding. He's looking at me right now. So he says he's ready. So it's not easy to tell your life story in 60 seconds because that's all you have. So,
Marietta, Richie can do it. I remember him very well. He can do
Warren,
it.
Warren, yeah, he's nodding. Richie's nodding. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two thumbs. Okay. All right. So no, it's important. It's very, very important because a lot of people, have the same problem. We're all in the same boat. But I wanted to achieve that. And also to bring your personality across, not to be stiff anymore. It took me years to achieve that. It took me years, but I wanted it. That was the difference. I wanted it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, over to you. That's what they say?
No matter what your dream is, your desire, whatever it is that you want in life, at some point you're going to have to ask for it. So, yes, communication, effective communication is so very key. I tell young people, I say, whether you want that first job, you're going to have to ask for the job and explain why you're the best person. They should hire the person, in the next seat. Or if you have a dream, you're going to have to either ask for what you need to get it, or you have to be able to translate your vision.
Yeah.
So that other people can understand it and get on board with you and help you bring it into reality.
Melissa, what do you think? What do you think of that?
I'm sorry.
Now, when I come and see you in the store, I mean, you have such superior customer service skills. You make people, when they walk in the door, you make them feel like they're coming in your house.
Well, that's always been kind of my motto. I've always been in customer service long before I became a nurse. I was always in retail and customer service. And for me, I always wanted people to feel welcomed and better when they leave than they do when they come in. And that's also our motto at the club with all of us who work behind the bar. We want to make people feel great. We want them to feel welcomed, not pressured, and just like they're walking into our home. That's always been something that I'm very big on because I like to feel that way. I don't like to feel uncomfortable walking into someone else's business, especially when it's something that, is so important as far as nutrition goes. So I really think that that's a huge thing. And it's very important to make people feel welcome. And they also, when they feel that energy from you, I feel like they're more open to receiving whatever the information is you're about to tell them. It's like at that point, they're like, they don't even care because they feel like they're home. So it actually helps them receive the information better as well when they feel welcomed in the, the nutrition club.
Yes, Melissa, but you're not the norm. This is not something. No, you're not. You're an exceptional.
No,
you're exceptional. So to be able to articulate yourself and just to embrace it with warmth, because you are in the health industry, that's where you work.
Right.
But to step into a business situation and wear a business hat and to be that fluent and kind and warm, that's exceptional. Mm-hmm. I have to say that.
Thank you.
We have 1 minute left. And now I'm going to ask our audience to stay tuned because we're going for the news. And after the news at 8:05, we're starting our second hour of Conscious Living. So I will say goodbye to Jean Thompson. We will see you real soon and a big hug to you. And we're coming back with Melissa and Warren and Wayne. And another guest, Phil Klein, the dog listener, because we're going to learn about behavior. It's our own behavior, and we learn dog language. And I did not forget about the body movement, which we will talk about in the second hour as well. So thank you for tuning in. Please stay tuned, and see you real soon.